This is our technical team in here.
Kevin Schulte is showing off the headquarters of Sustainable Energy Developments, or SED, in the Rochester suburb of Ontario.
This is Lauren. He brings bagels. He's also our CFO.
Schulte is SED's chief executive. He and four college friends founded the business back in 2002, after a few years each in various corners of the wind industry. At the time, Schulte was just 23.
In the early years, it felt like a school project.
SED first laid roots in Albany, mostly doing consulting work on massive wind farms that pump electricity into the grid. But with a move to the Rochester area, the company decided to change gears. They now focus on small-scale wind projects designed to power, say, a single company or a school. SED's model strives to keep the benefits of wind power within the local community.
When we moved into this facility about 3 years ago, I think we really knew we had something that was going to grow and something that was really capable of impacting our society.
Schulte says it all goes back to a deep-seated belief in green power. SED now has 46 wind projects to its name, with turbines ranging from the ski slopes of western Massachusetts to the campus of the University of Delaware. But Schulte says now is a tough time to be in the wind industry, mostly because of uncertainty around federal energy policy.
We've got to move forward. We've got to change. And that's not always easy.
Schulte says key legislative victories at the state level have primed the pump for community wind in New York. And he says SED is on track for a strong 2012. But still, Schulte says more people need to heed the call and embrace the shift to renewables.
The status quo is changing. Right? We can't any longer just say, hey, West Virginia, send me a trainload of coal. That's different now. We can't do that anymore. It's screwing things up.
As SED works towards spreading community wind throughout the Northeast, Schulte says one of the biggest hurdles is loud opposition from what he calls a, quote, vocal minority. But despite the challenges of expanding wind's toehold, Schulte says running a business with friends and family is what keeps him coming back for more.
Friday night, we go out and have a beer together. Monday morning, we go try and change the way people think about where energy should come from.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.